With everyone anxious to secure the return of the evidence which Al Rasper holds over Robin Radcliffe, the nimble Nicky Benet engineers Rasper into agreeing to show Robin he has in his possession the envelope of evidence which disappeared some time ago. On the appointed day, Robin goes to Rasper's office and Clive Barrett is stationed just outside the door. When Rasper produces the evidence and hands it to Robin for her inspection, Clive enters the office unannounced. Realizing too late that he has been tricked successfully, Rasper is seething with rage. Pounding his desk furiously, he demands its return.
Don't be a fool, Robin Radcliffe. You give me that evidence back right now. You can't get away with it. Give it back to me, you understand?
Careful, Rasper. You'll break an artery. Oh, not that I'd care.
I should have known better than trust you. Do you know, I've got a half a mind.
No, I say, my dear fellow, it just wouldn't do, you know, to forcibly take her papers away from her.
Oh, no, not at all. Just isn't being done. And I should have to take steps to prevent it.
There, you see, Rasper, knighthood's still in flower.
Huh? Now listen, babe, you can't do this to Al Rasper and get away with it. Why, it's the same as a hold-up. You're stealing something that belongs to me, and right in bright daylight, too.
I'm stealing this? Oh, Rasper, you hand me a laugh a minute. How did it get here in your safe? Some little fairy bring it?
How it got there ain't got nothing to do with where it is now. Now, you give it back, you understand? You won't leave this office until I get those papers back. I'll... Oh, come on, now, give them to me.
Jove, the blighter's violent, isn't it?
Violent? Let's go before he explodes all over
no,
the place.
No, no, wait, please. I got an idea.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, come on, you're wasting my time and Mr. Barrett.
Now, look, babe. How about buying them papers, huh? Something reasonable, you know. Now, you ain't got no use for them, and I'll buy them and keep them right here where they'll be safe.
Safe in your hands? It'd be like giving matches to a pyromaniac.
You'll sell them then, maybe, huh? I'll buy them and tear them up right now. Sure, that's it. I'll buy them reasonable. After all, babe, you know, you're in on it.
Nope, they aren't for sale, Cuddles. And if they were, you couldn't buy them.
No?
No. What's in this envelope is going to be used for more lofty purposes.
All right. This is the last time. I'm warning you, babe. If you don't give it back or sell them papers back to me...
Come on, Clive, let's go. This is where we came in.
I warn you, Robin Radcliffe, you're making a mistake.
I see, is the fellow warning you again?
He's warned me so much he looks like a wigwag signal.
This time, I don't let you off so easy. The whole bunch of you and that double-crossing Nicky Benet are going to find out that Al Rasper does to guys, but does this to him. And I'll fix it so you'll never get another chance in this town, and that ain't all.
I say, Robin, shall I bash him one for his impertinence?
Save your knuckles, Clive. Come on, let's go.
So, you're really going, huh? You ain't going to give him back those papers, huh? You're going to walk out on a chance you'll never get again, huh?
See you on the front page, Cuddles.
Now, babe, come back, Robin Radcliffe. Oh, I don't mean it. I was only kidding. Don't go. Now, we'll get someplace if you'll just listen to reason. Now, you're my friend. You wouldn't do this to a pal.
So long, Al. Go take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Huh?
You look like a beet about ready to explode.
Oh, just that everything was smooth sailing for me. He double-crossed. They can't do it. I won't let them do it. Al Rasper's too smart for them. I got them papers once, and I'll get them again. Then I... that's when I get Nicky Benet. I'll stick him on a hook and watch him wriggle. And Robin Radcliffe. That babe should laugh in my face. And show him how Al Rasper does business. Hello? Is this the beach hut? Is Charlie Two-Step there? Well, tell him to... Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Put him on, quick. Hello, Charlie Two-Step. This is Al. Yeah. Now listen close. I got a job for you. No, I can't tell you what it is over the telephone. You better come up to the office. Yeah. Right away, and hurry.
Who is it?
It's me, Robin.
Yes, our princess.
Hello, Nicky. Busy?
Yeah, just a minute. I have one more immortal line to set down before it escapes forever into the limbo of subconsciousness. What a line. Worthy of the great Shakespeare, of Dante. Why even Van Dorn might like it.
Oh, Nicky, you're irrepressible.
I'm what?
Irrepressible. That is, when you're not incorrigible.
Irrepressible? Incorrigible. You should be an author with words like that. Why, 9 out of 10 writers in Hollywood have started with less. By the way, what do they mean?
Nicky Benet. A 2-word description of him.
A good guy with horns, is that it?
To a T, Mr. Benet.
And now that we've cataloged that creature, Bright Eyes, let's get on to the business that brings you into this den. You came here on business, I presume?
A mission would better describe it. A mission of peace, for I come bearing the olive branch. In short, I want to declare the feud off between the Benets and the Radcliffe, sir.
Well, that explains irrepressible and incorrigible. And what, may I ask, has so humbly brought you to the house of Benet suing for peace, Gail?
Look, Nicky, As simply and as sincerely as possible, I've come here to say thanks to you.
What, Gail? Thanks? But the word's unknown to a Benny. Why, it was in 86, the winter, if I recollect. My old man shot a Radcliffe for saying thanks to a Benny.
No, no, Nicky. Let's not kid this thing. You've done me a favor that's all but impossible to repay.
And what might that be, Gail?
You know I have the evidence back through your efforts.
Evidence? Why... Yeah, Robin, I know it. Pamela told me last night.
And did she tell you how happy I was? How much I appreciated what you'd done?
Yeah, she did mention it.
You'll never know. Pamela will never know what it means to me to have that stuff. It's all in a past that's at once dead and yet horribly alive. Now that I've got the evidence, or so everyone calls it, I realize how foolish I was to ever try to use it.
We all do foolish things, Brad. I know I've done my share, and I'll probably keep on doing them. Are you ever going to tell me what it's all about?
I thought about that, too. I know you all deserve it, and certainly you do, risking your neck to get it for me. But...
What?
Not for a while, Nicky. It's really not necessary now, and it may never be. I hope not, because it's not my right.
Ah, riddles, huh?
Riddles? Perhaps. Hollywood's a riddle itself, you know. Some of us have solved it, usually to our regret.
In other words, if I knew what was in the envelope, it would be to my regret, huh?
No, Nicky. Not you, not me. No one you know.
Riddles again. Well, what do you say we drop it and bring it up again at the next meeting?
And again, thanks. Twice in 5 minutes I said thanks to you.
Which would constitute some sort of record. We haven't got along so well in practically years.
You're changing all the time, Nicky. Pamela's a good influence, and if you don't know it, everyone else does.
I do know it.
Quite an admission coming from you.
Now, this is one of my days when I'm enjoying moments of rare sanity. Why, I've actually written 3 of the big scenes in Von Dorn's picture.
Oh, good, Nicky. Pamela will do nip-ups.
Is she really happy, Bright Eyes?
Oh, she's on a fluffy pink cloud every time you behave yourself. You know you've caused her moments of happiness she'll never forget.
And hours of despair and anguish that will last her a lifetime. Yeah, I know. That's my way. Perhaps that's why we haven't married. Perhaps that's what she thinks about when I talk of flying to Yuma. Perhaps... Oh, I don't know.
You're only beginning to do something to deserve her, Nicky.
That's what one would call dealing off the top of the deck. Bright Eyes, you don't mince words, do you?
I see no reason to. You know it as well as I do, if you'll stop to think about it.
That's exactly what I have been thinking about. Why else have I chained myself to this infernal machine pounding my fingers raw? So I can get this script done. Von Dorn's shooting schedule depends on me.
Oh, never let it be said that I'll hold up a Von Dorn production. I'll be off and on my merry way. So long, Nicholas.
No, oh, wait a minute. You're inspiring me to mighty drama. Anyway, I was just getting my teeth into this exchange of confidences. Sit down.
Okay.
Now that I've hung the olive branch over the door, let's put our back hair down and...
And tell you what?
Well, tell me if Pamela... If we'll ever get married.
Well, that's a problem for Pamela.
And for Nicky Benet. What do you think?
Why don't you ask her?
I have asked her, in drunken moments and sober. I've pleaded, begged, threatened, and the result's always the same. Silence, lit only with her smile. Sometimes I think... I think Von Dorn...
Oh, haul yourself up there, Nicky. Von Dorn's only a swell guy to Pamela. A father, guide, an idol. Love? No. I'll tell you this. If anything should happen to you, if you do one more thing to break her heart...
But I'm not going to. I've turned over a new leaf.
You've turned over more leaves than the wind. What are you going to do when you run out of leaves?
Oh, but look...
Now, listen. Be a good boy. Get this story done. Don't do anything more to cause Hollywood gossip. And
we'll get married and live happily ever after, huh?
Precisely. Stay out of back alleys and arguments. Get over the idea a bar can't stand without you leaning against it. And mainly, keep your mouth closed and your ears open.
All of which sums up the future Benet conduct quite adequately. And being so full of love and good today, Bright Eyes, I will refrain from throwing you out.
But, Nicky, that's what you need. You asked for it.
All right. And now I'm going to ask for more.
No, save it for tonight. Pamela said you were coming over to the boarding house for dinner, didn't she?
If you mean for onion soup, yes.
Ah, but Marie's onion soup.
And onion's an onion, no matter where you find it. Okay, see you tonight. And thanks, Robin, for the interesting morning.
Shake, Nicky.
It's a go. Maybe you've reclaimed Nicky Benet. Who can tell?
Well, let's hope so. So long, Nicky.
So long, kid. See you tonight. Confounded girl has amazing insight. Never been told off so completely since I quit school. Yes, I needed it. I am going to turn over a new leaf. Someday I'm going to have that thing removed. Hello? Oh. Yes, this is Nicky Benet. Yes, the writer, so Dame Rumor has it. But where? What's that? Pamela? But she's asking for Miss Radcliffe and me? Well, no, she's not here. She just left.
Well, of course I'm coming over. She's not hurt badly, is she? Where? The 8900 block on Melrose. Okay, I'm leaving right now.
What is this mysterious phone call? Is it Al Rasper moving swiftly to retaliate? Or is Pamela really in trouble? Will Nikki disregard Robin's excellent advice and create new problems for Pamela? Listen to the next thrilling chapter.